Welcome, Earth family. I'm Juliana, and this is Healing Communication. Last week's show, I shared with you my healing miracle that I received in 1996 when I was healed of cancer. This show and my website is dedicated to God and Mel, as always. In humble gratitude of their healing love, they so blessed me with when I was healed of cancer. Given another chance with a healthy life here on Earth to make a positive difference in service with love, compassion and kindness for all. Now I finally see the God force energy in everything, humbly respecting all of God's creation. So, my goal is to help others come to a peaceful understanding that you do not have to live in fear of a wrathful God, for God, or Creator, is a God of love, kindness, patience, and all understanding. This was the message I was given by Mel, the angel that healed me, to share with you. Fear is a negative energy emotion, and when you're in fear, it blocks the positive energies of love, depleting your health and your life force energy from receiving all the abundance God has for you. Life is for living with a passion on this earth plane, in joy and abundance, health, peace and harmony, for all with all, learning and growing together. So, my intention in creating this show and my website is to create a place where we can all come together without fear, judgment, anger, greed, revenge, jealousy, chaos, prejudice, or any other negative emotional energy. This will be a place of peace where you can be you, ask questions, state your mind and beliefs, and feel safe without judgment. Here we can all learn together in harmony, growing together without fear. For what you fear and focus that fear on is exactly what you will create, bringing that back to you. As you think, you so create more of. My journey to my now understanding was a very long and rough journey. So many things was happening that I did not understand. And when I would turn to other people that I knew for guidance to get the direction and answers, the answers or stream stares they would give me would leave me even more confused and frustrated. So as I traveled along doing much research on my own and praying for guidance and learning to trust my own God-given intuition, I grew with a clearer understanding of the answers I was so desperately looking for. Now, I started getting answers in my dream state at night as I went to many different places above the earth plane, receiving higher learning. As I grew, I promised God with the deepest of gratitude to share all I was learning and will be learning with others in a very crystal clear form so that others would not have to search in such frustration for the answers as I did. I would explain it all to you in a way that it would be very easy to understand and put into creation, changing our lives in a most positive way. Once you get the general idea and information, you can now take it and create your own personal form that will be just perfect for you. We are all one, but we are unique in our own special way. So, as we grow and learn together, bringing our knowledge and our wisdom together in our own unique way, we then will be able to see the true picture more clearly. As we share with each other our knowledge, the pieces of the puzzle will come together with a clearer understanding. And now I'd like to share with you a short and basic explanation of releasing fear. I'll share with you my technique that helped me, and I pray with deep love and compassion that in some way this will help you too. Fear is a very negative energy emotion. It blocks all the abundance that God has for us. To release fear is a very positive step forward in our personal life journey. As we release this fear, we become more open to all the wonderful opportunities God has for us to receive. To release fear, our first step would be to let go of all the old fear-based ways, thoughts, and cliches we've been taught and have held on to up until now. Just place your complete life into God's divine plan and surrender yourself. When you make this positive choice, even if you are not aware of the outcome, just know that what you receive is the one that is uniquely designed for you in your own unique life's journey. Why, you may say, well, we are all here growing and learning and awakening at our own pace in life's divine plan. For those of us that reach this awakening ahead of others, it is our responsibility to help give guidance to those that have not awakened as yet, with love and compassion, until they too have released fear. Always remember, no one is greater or less. And what this statement means is, just because someone that has awakened to the truth and has released fear and is able to give you guidance, this does not make he or she about you in any way. They're the way showers for now in these times, the ones opening the door for you, and soon you will be able to do the same thing for the rest of humanity. We are all awakening at our own divine appointed time and place as we evolve into our greatest potentials. We are all great spiritual souls beings here at this time, learning and growing in this human experience. Not one of us is any more important or greater than the other in God's divine plan. When you find yourself in fear, the way to release this energy emotion is first admit to yourself that you are in a fearful state of mind. By coming to this realization and accepting this fact, that you can now step back and face what is causing you to be in a fearful place. Now stop for a moment and breathe in slowly. And breathe out to the count of 10, calming yourself. Now with a clearer state of mind, releasing all that fear as you breathe out. With each in-breath, your mind, body, and soul receiving the healing energy, emotion of love. As you fill your mind, body, and soul with the love energy, all fear will dissipate. And now you can take positive control over the issue that brought you to this place of fear. Now look at it from a clearer perspective. Look at it now that you are feeling the energy of love. Now being able to not deal with the issue in a negative state of mind, but to now see the cause clearly. Now you can see the same issue of fear in a way you can choose a positive choice to heal the issue, bringing yourself to a place of calmness and peace where no negativity can enter. For love transmutes fear. Love heals everything. By choosing to live and walk in love, with love, your whole life and world will change to a totally positive perspective and being. So, each time from now on, whenever you are triggered with the fear energy emotion, before you react in a negative way, step back and count to 10, breathing in love and breathing out with the fear. Now you can choose to react from a place where you're more grounded and find a positive solution. Now you can calmly meditate, getting the answers you need. And I will share with you a simple and short explanation on meditation. Keeping things simple is very important. What is meditation and how do I meditate? Was one of the questions in the beginning of my search for a higher learning and understanding. I was constantly asking. I found that whenever someone gave me the answer, I was still confused as the answer would be so full of words I did not understand and some long drawn out explanation that just left me feeling more confused than before I had asked the question. So, as I read many books and prayed for guidance, one day, finally, the answer came to me crystal clear on what is meditation and how to meditate. So now I will share it with you. Meditation is quite simple to do. We're constantly meditating without even realizing it. It is a very natural procedure. We humans have a way at times of making simple things seem more complicated than they really are. Meditation is as simple as this. When you find yourself daydreaming, that is a form of meditation. When you pray, that is a form of meditation. When you sit quietly, clearing your mind of all the noise and clutter, just listening to your breathing, that is a form of meditation. So whatever way that is comfortable for you, maybe it'll be one of the ways I just explained, or maybe you'll find your own comfortable way. As long as you are comfortable with your choice, that is meditation. The simpler, the better. Simplicity clears all the confusion and stress of the how and what and why. Just be you. That's who you were truly created to be, and not follow someone else's way or pattern. Just make it uniquely your own creation. We're all creators, each of us together creating our own piece of the tapestry of life. Right now, here, in this life's journey, just be you. You are a perfect creation of God, a great spiritual being experiencing the human experience as we all learn and grow together. Some positive mantras, which are really just positive affirmations that you can carry with you in your heart every day if you so choose, or during your meditation, clearing and healing all of the old ways of thoughts and actions and bringing in the positive energy. These, I pray, will help you with the releasing of your fear, and now I'm going to share 8 of them with you. The first one is, I will take complete control and responsibility of my life, choices, and actions. Number 2, I will find a positive way to not let fear and depression control me. Number 3, I will live my life with positive thoughts and actions. Number 4, I will surrender all my negative thoughts and actions, replacing them with a positive attitude. Number 5, I will not sit around feeling afraid, feeling out of control, as a victim. Number 6, I will work with all positive emotions and energies, knowing that I can make a positive change in my mind, body, soul, and world. Number 7, I will find the beauty of simplicity in my life, knowing that with simplicity, I have less stress. And number 8, I now know with positive action, I receive positive reaction. Always remember to be kind to yourself and each other. Be kind and compassionate to all of God's creations. And no matter how small you may think the good deed you have done or you're thinking about doing, just do it. As we are all here combining our energies together, even if you are not aware of it, we're making a positive difference in our world with our good deeds and positive thoughts. Our world needs our help now to survive. We need to change our old ways now. We can do it together. We are doing it together. There's no more time left for us to wait on someone else to do it. We have to do it ourselves. It is our world and our responsibility. Stop living in fear. Turn fear into a positive, responsible action with respect and love for all. Now I'll share with you a poem that was given to me when I traveled in my dreams to share with all here on earth for the awakening. Look around you, my people. Look around you, mankind. Take the blinds from your eyes. Take time to look around. Our people are angry, also full of hate. Our children run wild in their own confused state. Our planet is crying, please don't let me die, as we keep on polluting our land, sea, and sky. People are hungry, homeless without, standing on corners with a pleading hand out. Wars are raging in so many lands, our morals and scruples way out of hand. We are all human. Did anyone stop to think? Why are we destroying each other, our world we live in? Everything we need is right here for us, but we carelessly take it for granted, not thinking of repercussions to come. A world without flowers, a world without clean oceans and streams, without animals and the laughter of children playing games, is a sad, lonely place for us to remain. Reach out to each other. Let's all give a hand and start learning to love our world and our fellow man. Today, I shared a little bit more with you about what I learned about releasing fear, and I pray that this helps you, and I pray that we can all do this together, because I know we can, and I know we are. So many of us now are waking up, so many of us now are learning to release all of the old negative thoughts and ways and patterns, and it's so very important for us to do this at this time. Actually, our souls are all pleading with one another and asking for each other to come together in a new way, in a new world, in a new beginning of peace, honesty, truth, love, kindness, and compassion, and get rid of all the anger and the fear and the greed and the separation and the prejudice. Where has this all taken us up until now? Look around. What do you see around you? You see mothers crying because their children are dying for lack of money to take them to the doctor. You see mothers crying because their children, after they raised them for 18 years, carry them in their womb for 9 months. Their children are now killed in a war. Look at this. This isn't the way God intended it to be. That's just my humble opinion. What do you think? Next week's show, you can call in and you can tell me what you think. I'd love to hear what others think. But what I really think, it's time for us to wake up and start coming together. It doesn't matter what color we are. It doesn't matter what we look like on the outside. What matters is the way we handle this life's journey. Whether we handle it in peace or whether we handle it in hate and in war. Whether we handle it in love and respect and kindness and compassion. Or we handle it in greed and negativity, which in the end brings us all just more pain. But love, kindness, and compassion brings us joy. That's where we get our wings and we can fly. I pray I touched your hearts today. I pray I opened your beautiful eyes. I have a vision of a beautiful world, a beautiful tomorrow, where no child has to go without food, where no child ever has to go without health care, where no child ever, ever is left without the guiding hand and the loving heart of a mother and a father, where we can all come together and live in peace and harmony as one, caring for one another with compassion and kindness, without any prejudice, war, or hate. Feel this in your heart and soul. Feel this as I speak to you, from my heart to your heart. I truly do love you. I truly do consider you my sisters and brothers. I most humbly and most gratefully thank you for being here in these times, helping me, helping you. We all doing this together and making a change in our beautiful world, clearing up our waters, clearing up our air, clearing up our lives, clearing up everything, cleaning it all up and making it pristine and beautiful as God so intended. Thank you. In closing, I'd like to close with a prayer. A prayer from my heart to God. A prayer of love. Lead us, O Father and Mother God. Guide, lead, and protect us through these sad and most troubled times here on earth. Please touch the heart, mind, and soul of all the leaders in our world. Replace their anger with peace. Replace their hate with love. Replace their greed with kindness and understanding and a willingness to listen to each other with a clear and open mind. Replace their fear with the truth of the whole so that your children will have complete wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of our true purpose here on earth. And with it, bringing peace, harmony, unity, and love for all of your creations here and throughout the entire universe. Let your children see and understand we do not need to fight and kill for land and religion, but to learn from each other, helping one another, growing together in unity and respect, creating a beautiful, bright, in harmonious tomorrow, in a world of love and peace. Thank you, God, and so it is. Bless you all, and thank you so very, very much for listening. And until next week's show, peace, love, and respect with all, for all. Thank you, and have a beautiful, beautiful evening.